Chapter 4. I told Mrs. Groves about Miss Jessel's visit after they had returned from church. She came for Flora, Mrs. Groves, I told her. Mrs. Groves was miserable. "What can we do, miss?" she cried. "I'm going to send for their uncle and tell him about the letter from the headmaster," I replied. "I think Miles did something very bad."
"I don't think so, miss. He's not a bad boy," Mrs. Groves said.
"Well, he isn't stupid or untidy or bad-tempered, so it must be something bad," I replied. I could see Mrs. Groves wanted to cry.
"I'm sure it's my fault, miss. I didn't tell the master about those two horrors before. I did nothing."
"You didn't know how bad they were," I replied. "I'll write to the master tonight and explain the situation."
"I'm not worried about myself, miss. I'm just worried about those two innocent children," she said, as tears rolled down her cheeks.
After the children had gone to bed, I sat at my desk to try and write the letter, but it was difficult. I didn't know how to begin. It was a stormy night, and I listened to the rain. After some time, I gave up. I picked up my candle and went out of the room to listen at Miles's door. I did this sometimes to check if he slept. All was quiet, but soon I heard his little voice.
"Hey, why don't you come in?" he sang out.
I went into his room, put down my candle, and sat on his bed.
"Why are you not asleep?" I asked.
"I often lie awake and think," he replied.
"What do you think about?"
"How you bring me up and everything," he said, and smiled.
"What do you mean,
everything?" I asked.
"Oh, you know," he said.
"But I don't know, little Miles. You have never told me anything about your school, your friends, or your teachers, and nothing about your life before I came here. Maybe I could make him tell me the truth about his school, Peter Quint, and Miss Jessel."
"I just want to get away," said Miles.
His face was beautiful and innocent on his pillow.
"I want to be with boys of my age."
"I started writing the letter to your uncle this evening," I said.
"Then please finish it," he replied. "Tell him why you think I need to get away."
"But I don't know, Miles. Your uncle will ask what has happened," I said. Miles looked uncomfortable for a second, but then his smile returned.
"Oh, Miles," I cried, "you don't know how I worry. The only thing I want is to save you. Can't you help me save you?"
Miles was quiet, but then he screamed. I don't know whether it was fear or joy. I jumped to my feet and realized it was dark. The candle had gone out, but the window was closed and the curtain was still.
"The candle is out!" I shrieked.
"Yes, I blew it out," said Miles calmly. But I knew he was lying. I finished my letter the next morning and put it in my pocket. I wanted to keep the children with me now and after their lessons. Miles played the piano for me. I sat by the fire, and my eyes closed. I didn't notice how much time had passed, but I suddenly realized that Flora was not there.
"Where is your sister, Miles?" I cried.
"How do I know?" he responded. I ran from the room and called Mrs. Groves, and we searched every room in the house, but we could not find Flora.
Mrs. Groves started to ask the question.
"Do you think she's with...
Miss Jessel?" I finished.
"Yes, I do. And Miles is in the schoolroom with Quint." "We have to find them, miss," said Mrs. Groves. "And you must send your letter. Put it on the hall table for the postman."
I put my letter on the table and walked to the front door.
"I'm coming with you, miss," she said, and we ran out of the house. "Where do you think Flora is, miss?" asked Mrs. Groves as we ran. "By the lake, where we saw the horror of a woman. I know Flora wanted to go back, and now Miles has given her an opportunity," I replied.
We reached the lake and looked out over the water, but there was nothing.
"Where is she, miss?" asked Mrs. Groves. "The other side," I cried, "where I saw her before."
I started to run around the lake, and Mrs. Groves followed me. It was clear Flora had walked to a field nearby. We followed her path, and soon we saw her. She stood on the grass, looking at us, with a smile on her face. We walked towards her in silence. Flora waited, without moving. Then Mrs. Groves fell to her knees and hugged Flora to her. Flora looked at me with a serious expression over Mrs. Groves's shoulder.
"Where is Miles?" she asked.
This was my chance. "I'll tell you where he is," I said, "if you answer me honestly. Where is Miss Jessel?" At that moment, I saw a figure standing in the same place I had seen her before. I pointed.
"Look! You can see her! She's there!"
I felt excited that Miss Jessel had appeared to Mrs. Groves and Flora as well, so it was clear I was not mad. Now I could prove I was right. But Mrs. Groves opened her mouth and turned to me.
"What are you talking about, miss?" she said. "What can you possibly see?"
"Look!" I screamed. I pointed at the evil woman. "Can't you see her?"
Mrs. Groves was quiet and serious.
"No, there's nothing there," she said.
"Come here, little Flora. Don't worry. Miss Jessel is dead, and we can't see her, can we? Come on, child. Let's go home." Flora looked at me. Her face was hard.
"I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen anyone." "I don't like you," she said to me.
Then she turned to Mrs. Groves.
"Please will you take me home? Take me away from her."
And she pointed at me.
"From me?"
I screamed.
"From you! From you!"
cried Flora. I could do nothing. I had lost Flora. But I would not give up. I looked at her and Mrs. Groves.
"Go!"
I said. Mrs. Groves didn't understand what had happened, but she put her arms around Flora and took her away. I didn't remember what happened next, but I found myself on the grass, and my clothes were wet. I probably threw myself down and lay crying for some time because it was evening. The ghost had disappeared, and when I got back to the house, I saw nothing of Mrs. Groves or Flora. I went to my room to change my clothes, and I noticed that Flora's things had gone. Then I went and sat by the schoolroom fire. Soon Miles joined me there. We said nothing, but I felt we understood that something had happened, and he wanted to be with me this evening. I still hoped that I could save him.